We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
It's a special day.
Today is National Iced Tea Day.
You want some iced tea?
Can I get you some iced tea?
Oh, yeah.
I think I would like some iced tea.
Lots of iced tea.
It's National Iced Tea Day.
Special day.
God, just because you decide it's a special day, it doesn't make one for me.
A weird thing to say.
That's not weird.
You're the weird one.
Who doesn't love
iced tea?
It's delicious.
Happy National Iced Tea Day. It's showtime.
Oh, I love me some iced tea. Been drinking it all my life.
I know. A great actor.
Oh. he is killing it on Law & Order. I like mine half and half now, though.
Oh, I can't even touch tea. Sweet tea, I'll drink it for weeks after that. It's like crack. I'm addicted, so I have to stay far away.
Oh, really?
Yeah. One sip and I'm in for it, man.
Because you just think it's so delicious?
It is so delicious. And then I just keep ordering it habitually, you know? Mm-hmm. I just stay away.
Well, people down here all know that barbecue joints have the sweetest sweet tea.
Yes, they
always
do.
Always.
Yeah,
they do. Sweet. So when you go to a barbecue joint, if you're sensitive to it, you always get half and half. I always do that.
And all barbecue joints have the pellet ice for the most part.
Which is the best ice, which is also the most expensive ice to produce.
It is.
By
it
the
is.
Way. Yeah, just so you know. Straight up 6 o'clock. Good morning to you. We're glad you're listening to the Wake Up with the Wolf Show. More free money coming as the cash splash continues. First chance, 7:10.
I'm finding out how hard.
Again, if you get a chance to see him when he's booking these shows, he's got several shows he's booking around the country. He's doing Vegas. He's doing the Houston Rodeo next year, and there are some other things that he's going to do this year. So if it's within your power, do it.
He should do SNL.
Oh, my gosh.
That would be pretty
But
cool.
How epic would it be to be at the Houston Rodeo and watch George Strait perform there? It just feels like country on country right there.
Biggest rodeo in America.
Oh, so cool. There.
And, you know, he got that thing by accident because Eddie Rabbit was supposed to perform one night, and he got sick. And George Strait had just gotten in from a tour. And somebody from the rodeo called and said, hey, can you get everybody together and get down here to play the rodeo? We're in a jam. So he said, okay. So he called everybody and got them together, and they got down there, and he's been playing the Houston Rodeo every year.
It sucks for Eddie, but woo, what a cool thing.
The more you know.
That's right. All right. Hey, it's Bill Burr's birthday today. He's got three hot specials on Netflix. Here's a clip. I think you'll like it.
Hey, there's enough weirdos here. You still got enough mom and pop sort of independent run stores. That's a big thing with me. Like when I go on the road, I can't do these chains anymore. You know the...
Wake Up with the Wolf Show. Money keeps on coming today in the cash splash. Another chance to win coming up at 7:10 this morning. Siri, say what? Now, I played this one for everybody in the studio. On a difficulty scale of 1 to 10, 1 being the easiest, 10 being the most difficult, what would you say it is?
8.
8?
6.
You knew the answer? Because I didn't.
I didn't know the answer either. No.
All right, here it is. Siri, say what? We play something for you that Siri's describing. You have to tell us what it is Siri's describing. Here we go.
A synthetic material made from a wide range of organic polymers such as polyethylene, PVC, nylon, etc., that can be molded into shape while soft and then set into a rigid or slightly elastic form.
All right, 680 Wolf. First caller with the correct answer. What is it that Siri's describing there? I'm going to play this for you again. Siri, say what?
A synthetic material made from a wide range of organic polymers such as polyethylene, PVC, nylon, etc., that can be molded into shape while soft and then set into a rigid or slightly elastic form.
What is she describing? Siri, say what right now, 680 Wolf. First caller with the correct answer. Got one of those hot new Wolf tees for you.
I cut my bangs with some rusty kitchen scissors.
I was made for you.
New Country 93.1 The Wolf. Siri Say What. Here is today's Siri Say What. Siri describes something. What is it she's describing? Go, Siri.
A synthetic material made from a wide range of organic polymers such as polyethylene, PVC, nylon, etc., that can be molded into shape while soft and then set into a rigid or slightly elastic form.
Now that I hear it again, I know the answer. It's, yeah, it's, I was like, man, why didn't I think of that? But originally, it was like a 6-7.
All right, see who knows. 680 Wolf, let's do this thing. Siri, say what? Wake up with the Wolf Show. Hello.
Hey, is the answer to that question silicone?
No. No, it's not. You are on the right track, though. Thanks for calling.
Okay.
All right, bye.
Yeah.
Wake up with the Wolf Show. Hello.
Hey, I was calling in about the Siri, say what?
What is she describing?
Is it plastic?
It is plastic.
There it is.
I couldn't get it.
Congratulations. What is your name?
Haley.
Haley, we're glad you're listening this morning. Thanks for calling in. Thanks for having us on while you're driving to work. Where do you work?
I work at Novant Health. I work at urology.
All right. Well, you have an awesome day today and an awesome weekend ahead, okay?
Thank you so much.
Got herself a t-shirt. 6:36 now.
Been up since then.
By the way, Famous Friends from Chris Young and Kane Brown, the collaborative video of the year winner last night on the CMT Music Awards.
Good song.
So here we go with good vibes for a Thursday. One more day to the weekend. That's nice. But I found out, you know, the other day, and I talked about this the other day about this charity I found out about called Feeding Lisa's Kids. This woman who started this out of her house, and now she's feeding hundreds of people strictly on a volunteer basis. Does it all, and it's not just taking food. They cook the food. She's a chef. She cooks the food, packages up the meals, packs them in a box, and they are delivered by volunteers every single time.
It's amazing.
It is. And it looks like hundreds of families she's feeding now. There's a benefit show this weekend over in Jamestown to benefit that. So that's Saturday. It's all over the web. So if you got some information, I'm going to have her on tomorrow morning or later this morning, really. It's about an hour. I'm going to have her on telling about how she did it.
What a big heart. And all the people that volunteer their time to help her as well. Just wow.
What will we do without people like that? We just need more of them.
We do.
We just need more of them. So true.
Well, you know, I can add to one of those big heart kind of stories here. Her name is Tanaya, and she was at the mall, and a little boy went into like the Champs, the sneaker store, and he was asking about basketball shoes and if they had any under $75. And the worker was like, no, and she saw
and that is nuts.
It
wild.
Is.
And this little boy, his face just dropped. She can see his heart break. And so she asked him his name and what he needed the shoes for. And it turns out he's on a basketball team, and he is dying to have a new pair of basketball shoes.
Buy him those shoes.
And she said, I told him if he sends me a picture of him at his game, I'll go ahead and buy him whatever he wants. And she said his dad just broke down in tears.
Yeah.
And so basically he walked out with his new LeBrons. He loves them and he's smiling. There's a picture of both of them just cheesing. Made his whole day.
That is
made her
awesome.
Whole day.
Look at that.
So now he's balling in style.
You going to share that picture? I love that picture.
Those are nice shoes too.
Thank you. Yeah.
Hey, as a graduation gift, a community college in Northern California, they forgave every graduate's remaining student.
Why
debt.
Not me?
That is, can you imagine the feeling of relief as a student you would feel when they made that announcement?
Yeah, I know. Well, they say the average was about $214 per student, but still.
It's a weight lifted off.
It is.
Whatever it is, it's off your shoulders. You can focus more on finding a job and getting your career started. That's great. Well, I think this is a conspiracy nerd's dream come true. they'll be talking about this.
Yeah.
It's a feature called Amazon Sidewalk that you may already be in if you're unaware.
And when you think of Amazon Sidewalk, you think, oh, another service that may be good for you. I don't know how they got away with this, but it started on Tuesday at midnight that if you had an Amazon device, like let's say an Echo or a Ring, one of those services by a portion of your internet would be open to the public for surrounding devices to connect to that Amazon owns.
Oh no, you know people are about to be mad as heck about this.
I had a friend say that he had an Echo in like two of his rooms. He threw them out. Well, first of all, this shows how much money he's got. He threw them out and got Apple HomePod instead.
Wow.
Right.
Just because of the privacy issue, he thought, you know.
Well, I read an article that said these that, and of course, everybody has their own opinion of this service, but this was from the perspective of hackers are going to have a field day with this.
Yeah, and my thing is like, could I be going on a walk connecting to the internet from my neighbor's?
It's a gray area. It's really like if you have an Amazon service or device, it can connect to their internet. You know, it's not like you can walk up to their house and go, I'm going to connect to their Wi-Fi. Boom. But if you have an Amazon device, it'll automatically connect to their internet. It's like a public internet for Amazon devices.
Yeah, That's so dumb.
Let me just read this to you. Once Sidewalk goes live, compatible devices such as speakers, light bulbs, locks, and sensors will be able to connect anonymously to other Sidewalk devices to borrow a little slice of internet connectivity. That should enable some interesting features down the line as more compatible devices appear, and also creating a fair amount of consternation about privacy and security.
But are you really going to be carrying your Amazon Echo down the street or whatever, what have you, in hopes that it connects?
I guess if this would really be a problem if you live in an apartment complex.
Yeah.
And your internet automatically overlaps three other rooms. Because it could just easily be a chain reaction. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, all down the line.
Keep in mind, you can turn this off anytime easily. Mm-hmm. But bullet points, compatible devices automatically have Sidewalk enabled. Your involvement is optional. You can turn it off. Your internet service provider does not like Sidewalk.
Yeah, of course they don't.
And could potentially flag you for using it.
Well, I guess the next question would be, how do you turn it off if you don't know?
All you got to do is go into your settings on your Alexa app. Mm-hmm. And go under privacy, and it has Amazon Sidewalk. You can press turn off allow. But then there is a little catch where Amazon gets you. When they update the app or update your device,
it'll come back on.
It's a possibility they could turn it back on.
Just like a reset.
Yeah.
I feel like, like you said, Dale, this really opens up the world for hackers, because you know how many people have hacked like security cameras in people's houses and talked to their kids creepily? Like,
yeah,
I was like,
weird.
This is something else somebody could do in that form and talk to you through your smart speaker, you know, whatever, what have you. It's just,
man,
it's scary. It's a scary world with all this technology.
They logged into my cameras.
Oh, gosh. I don't even know what I want to see.
I'll tell you one thing. If they did log into your cameras, they log out real fast. They don't want to see any of that, man. They really don't.
Yeah.
He sure does have a lot of folds on his back.
He changes his underwear an awful lot.
Yeah, he does.
Look at that pile of draws.
Yeah.
Five After Laughter is on the way today. It's Bill Burr's birthday, so Bill's on. When the sun had left and the winter came and the sky. Wake up with the Wolf Show. Dale O'Brien, Andy, and Chase. And here's what we're going to do in a few minutes. It's go ahead, admit it, you're crazy.
I'm crazy.
Yeah.
Things that you do that if other people heard you describe that you do would go, whoo, go cray cray.
Okay.
We're going to talk about that coming up after Luke Bryan on The Wolf. Your mama packed y'all up and moved you to. Wake up with the Wolf Show, and the money keeps on coming. Another chance in the cash splash to win $1,000 coming up at 8:10. Go ahead and admit it, you're crazy. That's what we're doing. This is a little segment where we're going to admit things that we do that if other people heard, they would go, that's a lot there, pal. But in turn, we're going to ask you to do the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
You got to call and say, hey, here's what I do, and I don't know what are people going to think is crazy.
I'm going to go out of my bubble here.
All right.
And this is very...
This is a safe place, Chase. It's okay.
No, it's not. What hat stays in this room does not stay in this room, technically.
Well, I have a husband. He does know all, so...
Okay, so you want me to go first?
Admit it. Go ahead. Admit you're crazy.
When I go to bed at night, gosh, I've never said this in public ever.
This is going to be within the bounds of propriety, isn't it?
I don't know what that means, but I like it.
This could take an ugly turn.
I have a, well, now two blankets that I like to have in the bed.
Oh, no.
To relax.
You use your blankie?
Have your special blankie? Is it special? Is it soft and cuddly?
Sweet.
Snuggly.
It's like I can't fall asleep without it because it's like the perfect.
Oh, it's your blankie.
Softness.
That's cute.
How old is this blanket? How long have you had it?
How old are you?
Well, technically, when I was younger, I did have a blankie situation.
Mm-hmm. So I had a that silky. Might. That, I feel you.
That
it's
might.
A, it's a carryover.
Yeah. It's the adult version.
Does it help that I actually kind of fiddle it like a blanket, too, when I fall asleep?
Oh, my gosh, this is getting worse. I wouldn't call you crazy, pal. I'd just call you pitiful.
So there it is.
Some cute
29
stuff.
Years on this planet, and this is the first time I've ever made this public.
All right, wow. So he's got a blankie.
Blanket!
A blankie.
Blanket!
Look, I know I'm crazy for a lot of reasons.
Yeah, we do, too.
Yeah, I know y'all do. I was waiting for that. Y'all love to call me crazy. And I'm trying to think of, like, all the things I do, because I'm sitting here, like, I'm like, there's the wildest things I do that I know people are like, what is wrong with her? But the biggest one I can only think of is that I literally love to have a clean home before I go to bed. But I can't go to bed without making sure the couch pillows and cushions are straight. All of Frank's toys are back in his room. His room is neat. The kitchen is neat. My purse is hung up with my keys where they're supposed to go. I've got shoes where they need to be. The door's locked. The curtain's pulled. Like, I just, it's the same routine every single night. And it makes me sick that I'm this way. But this is how I'm hardwired.
I would love to be able to get into your house in the middle of the night and just mess everything up.
Just come in there.
I would literally have an aneurysm when I woke up.
And when you wake up, everything's just a mess. Pillows everywhere.
Oh, God.
Tissues in the sink.
No. Random stains everywhere.
No stains. What?
Drapes open.
I knew.
Oh, creepy.
Dale and I both know that you're crazy because...
Uh-uh.
It's true. Mm-mm. Because Dale and I off mic can be having a conversation about, hey, this Dollar General down here off of Sandy Ridge Road, blah, 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 blah. And she'll 5 seconds later come in, y'all talking about the Circle K? No.
I don't listen to you two Nimrods. I'm busy reading stuff on Facebook and looking at memes.
She's looking at memes and watching TikTok.
I get on their nerves. I watch so many dang memes and tell them about them, too.
Yeah.
All right, Dale, what makes you crazy?
What you don't know is this is zoning you out. I cannot get in. I have a very hard time getting into an unmade bed.
I feel that.
I have got to have my bed every night when I go in and get in my bed. It looks like a hotel bed. I have got it completely made up and the pillows in the right spot. Mm. The sheets stretched out completely smooth. It looks like a hotel bed.
Dale, I've never loved you more than after that comment.
And if I wasn't so lazy, I would wash my sheets every day.
I get that. Now, do you make it? I could have zoned out. I just could have pulled an Annie. Do you make this?
Wait a minute. Are you talking about your bed? It has to look like it's nice.
Dale,
before you go to bed?
Are you?
Are you talking about you? No. So do you make this before at night or when you get up in the morning?
Here's another reason I'm crazy. In the morning, I spread my bed up. I neaten it up, okay? Uh-huh. But I do not make it fully the way I would like it to be when I go to bed. When I go home, we work early, so we go home early. When I go home, the first thing I do is make that bed up
tight.
And
there's nothing wrong with that. They say it's really healthy to make your bed, even if you make it before you go to bed, to make your bed.
Okay. The bed just seems more comfortable to me.
Okay, so
we just all sound crazy at this point. I'm sitting here thinking about our whole conversation. Yeah.
I'm not
blankie
crazy.
Man,
no.
Pitiful blankie man.
Go blankie.
Y'all are crazy.
I want to know what makes other people crazy.
You should bring your blankie to work.
Why? I'd fall asleep. I just
y'all ignore them.
680 Wolf, text or call. We want to know. Go ahead and admit it. You're crazy. That's what we're doing today. 680-WOLF. You can call, text, or post it up on social.
And coming off of social, Michelle Lipscomb, she judged me. She said she definitely doesn't have my problem of tidying up the house. But she does, however, have to tell her outdoor cat to stay safe every night before she locks the door and goes to sleep. That's me to my dog. I'm like, all right, I'll be home in a few hours. I love you. And then I leave. Right. Timothy Graham said, if all the dishes aren't done, he can't go to sleep. There's nothing more annoying to him than waking up and having to deal with a sink full of dishes.
And see, that's the thing where you lay down in bed, and if you know the dishes are out there in the sink, you have just got to get up.
Anxiety.
Every time. Now, here's one. Dana Siegel. Girl, you are crazy, 100%. She says she has to eat colored candies in order of the colors of the rainbow. She has to. She can't just grab a handful and eat them. When she sees someone do it, it makes her skin crawl.
Roy B. Jiv right
there.
Yeah,
right there.
I wonder if Roy G. Biff. Yeah, oops. Biff.
Sorry.
except we don't call it indigo anymore.
We don't.
No, we don't do that anymore.
It's people.
So, what about you? Are you crazy? Are you willing to admit it? That's what we're doing this morning. Go ahead and admit it. You're crazy. How about you? Go.
Good morning. You can't give him but such a hard time about that blankie now.
Have you got a blankie?
Yes. I've had my blankie my whole life. I sleep with it every day from the day I was born until every single night. I can't sleep without it. My husband knows it. He makes fun of me with it, but I have to have it wrapped around my head in order to be able to go to sleep.
Go.
And it's almost 40 years old, so...
What does that blanket look like?
It has no silk edges anymore. I pulled all the silk edges off. And I'm sure there's probably about 50-11 boogers that have been on there from the
and the thing is,
I mean, this blanket is a well-worn blanket.
And the thing about the blankets is that you have a specific type, and if somebody goes, we need to update that blanket or get you a new one, it's super hard to find one.
Now, absolutely not. You can't find this blanket anymore.
Without exaggerating, how old is the blanket? How many years?
I'm 39, so it's 39 years old. I've had it since the day I was born.
Nice.
Oh my
gosh. I get
it.
I understand completely.
Oh, wow. How many holes are in that thing?
My mama still comes over, and when I'm sleeping on the couch, because I take it even laying on the couch. When I lay on the couch, I take my blankie with me to the couch.
So are you admitting it now?
My mom comes over and goes, I can't. Do what now?
Are you admitting that you're crazy?
Oh, yes. Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm also that crazy goat lady that's outside talks to her goats every morning before she goes to work. So.
Yeah.
I got them all named, old lady names. We're good.
Well, I'm glad you called. Enjoy your blankie tonight.
I'm going to. Thank you. Y'all have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye.
Suck it, nerd.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
I just thought I'd be the first to say good morning. Cock-a-doodle-doo.
93.1 The Wolf.
Wake up with the Wolf Show. What we're doing today is go ahead, admit it, you're crazy. Hello.
Hey, good morning.
Morning. Are you crazy?
Of course I'm crazy. My thing is, I can't buy anything without it being the total an odd number.
Ooh.
Okay. So you can only buy like 3 rolls of paper towels or...
No, I mean the total of the
price
deal.
The price.
It has to be an odd number.
Well, lucky for you, most things are something 99.
Right, but then the tax gets on. I'm at that counter, like looking at the little gum and stuff you can buy that's like right there, and I'll just add it so that my total is an odd number.
Okay.
And if I want five tacos, I have to go seven tacos.
Do you use a calculator while you shop?
No, sir.
So when you get to the register, if it's an even number, you've got to add an impulse buy item to get to an odd number.
Yes, I do.
Whew, that is a lot of work, girl.
Yeah,
girl, a lot of math.
Yeah,
it's orange Tic Tac. Usually.
Okay.
Right there.
Hey, those are
the
delicious.
Tic Tacs are the best. They're the best.
Yeah, I think we can all agree you're crazy.
Thanks for calling.
But at least I'm cute.
Yeah,
there you go, girl.
Bye.
Bye, guys. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Did you grow up on a tractor? After all.
Hey! Birthday time. What a day for celebrating. There'll be songs.
Hello.
Happy birthday to all the local celebrities of the triad. We missed one yesterday because I suck. Brad Inman of Danbury. Happy belated birthday to you. And for today, Sandra Whitman of Winston-Salem, Faith Mahaffey of Kernersville, Cody Kersey of Greensboro, Megan Sweeney of Clemens, Taylor Albright of Kernersville, Erica Flincham of Greensboro, Ashley Robbins of Thomasville, Jennifer Bailey of Eden, and Bethany Curtis of Ramsour. Happy birthday to you guys. You share it with Kate Upton, who's 29.
Nice.
Woo. Lee Bryce is 42. Hot a little. Got a Creed voice it. Jonathan Bennett from Mean Girls is 40. Elizabeth Hurley is 56.
Yeah.
And Bill Burr is 53 today.
So funny.
If you want to get your birthday on our birthday shout-out list, all you got to do is DM us, Facebook or Instagram at 931TheWolf. You can also enter in at 931WolfCountry.com. And just in case we missed yours.
Happy birthday to you.
So my friend Chip brought this lady to my attention and this charity. Her name is Lisa Hawley. She owns a restaurant in Jamestown called Southern Roots. Maybe you've eaten there. I don't mm-hmm. know. And she's got this charity, and she calls the charity Feeding Lisa's Kids, and she's feeding hundreds of your hungry neighbors voluntarily,
mm-hmm.
continuously, all the time. Now, fortunately, she's been recognized and honored, but more and more people are finding out about this, and maybe you can help. Maybe you can get involved, or maybe you just want to go to a cool show this weekend
mm-hmm.
and watch some live music and let your money for your ticket go to buy food for them to use for Feeding Lisa's Kids.
In Jamestown, I mean, it's right in the middle of everywhere.
Yeah,
you're not far from Jamestown, no matter where you are. So, anyway, I talked to her the other day. Again, her name is Lisa Hawley, and the charity is called Feeding Lisa's Kids. And she was interviewed once, and I read these words that she spoke, and she said, tell us in 10 words or less, you know, why you're doing this. And she answered by saying, we're out here on earth to love. Okay,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So just a sweet soul, and I talked to her, and this is Lisa now describing what it is that her charity does.
Feeding Lisa's Kids is a program where we actually take food into the homes of hungry children. We get referrals from Boys and Girls Clubs, communities in schools, principals, secretaries, teachers. We've had referrals from police officers before. We run 100% on donations. I buy the food, and we gather at Wesley Memorial United Methodist Church one morning, the first Wednesday of every month, and we take foods to 178 homes. 100% of the money that's donated is used for buying food. We have no other expenses.
So as you can see, Certainly worthy of your attention.
Yes.
And
yes.
Your help. And there's a concert this weekend over in Jamestown, but it's called The Deck. You know, mm-hmm. The Deck?
Mm-hmm.
Right there in the little curve.
Yep.
And the tickets for that are $15. DiCarlo is the band performing. The guy runs the lead singer of the band. And the namesake of the band is also the lead singer of the group Boston. And they do all of their hits and all that stuff. So that's going on Saturday. And, you know, if you want more information, you can call me. It's also up on, you know, my social. And we'll post a little thing up on the Facebook page. Yeah. At the Wolf, so you can maybe get involved. But I mean, look at some of the pictures here.
Yeah, I see.
And people dropping off food. And she says that what happened was she started it because she watched kids when her kids were growing up put half their lunch in a napkin and put it in their bag or something and save it for dinner.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Mm-hmm.
So she decided, finally, I've seen that enough, and I'm going to do something about it.
And especially with summertime coming, you know, most kids are out of school.
No school lunch program.
That's how they get their food.
Can't imagine these babies going hungry. Thank God for people like Lisa.
Yeah, so if you want to get involved in that, it's called Feeding Lisa's Kids. They have a Facebook page, website, the whole nine yards. And the show this weekend, Saturday, The Deck. Tickets on sale now. You can get those at Fresh Ticks, by the way.
Girl, I've always loved you.
Wake up with the Wolf Show. It's 8:08 Law and Order time. You know, some people have items on their bucket list that might include getting frisky in strange, different places, and maybe
people love that.
That was on the mind of this couple. Somebody called the police around 9 o'clock last Friday when they saw a man and woman engaged in some adult games in a playground in Vero Beach, Florida.
Oh, come on. That automatically, isn't that like a charge for pedophilia or something?
I'm glad you brought this up. No, that's a little strong.
Okay.
It depends on what's going on at the particular time. And who's around as to what the charge is.
Okay.
It turns out that 52-year-old Sharon Finley and her 44-year-old companion, get ready for this, Jermaine Jackson.
Love it.
So she's into younger men.
Not that Jermaine Jackson. They were inside a children's crawling tunnel. Engaging in some activities.
How small are they? Because I'm telling you right now, I can barely crawl through the children's crawling tunnel.
When the police arrived, they caught them in the act and also saw they'd been drinking Four Loko and vodka.
Oh, well, Four Loko right there is an excuse. It'll make you do things you never imagined.
When the cops got them out of the tunnel, got some clothes on them, and asked them what they were up to, Sharon said that they were making out.
Right.
Which was a huge understatement, by the way, considering what was going on. And she added, quote, YOLO.
Yeah.
Oh, YOLO.
What she said. Yeah.
They just wanted the shock from the bolts in the plastic tube there.
But this is seriously a thing. People get a rush from doing the deed in public places.
Yeah. Well, they were arrested for possession of an open container. And this answers the question that you had earlier about the charges. They didn't get hit with more serious charges because there weren't any kids or anyone else in the park at the time.
That's a blessing.
The place was completely deserted except for them.
Now, they didn't hear the police roll up. Like, you didn't hear no cars coming at all. Like,
hey,
a tire
wait a minute. This
ground.
Wasn't some code 3 call where they come rolling in with
no,
sirens.
No, but I'm saying you didn't hear the car just happen to roll up.
Annie, they're in a tunnel and they're very,
they're
very busy.
On the playground.
They're in the throes of passion.
They are, yeah.
Ew.
You got everything blocked out from around you.
It's only them two in the tunnel.
Nothing but love. You got to focus, man.
Never been one to ask her to be a lady.
And now it's time for
Things You Need to Know.
So it's raining outside. It's kind of a slow news day, and I'm just going to kind of just try to boost everybody's morale and just do 5 fun facts early.
Right. Sounds good.
Did you know that the Pledge of Allegiance was originally created as a marketing scheme to sell more flags to public schools?
Makes sense.
It does make sense.
It does. And there was something else I was going to add to it, but I forgot.
Okay.
As always. Now, this one, we've all been to Disney, right?
Yep. Yes.
The employees at Disney parks are not allowed to point with one finger because it could be seen as a negative gesture by people of other countries, so they always point with two.
Just like they do on airlines. The flight attendants never, also do that.
Exits are here and here.
Yep. I never thought of that.
But yeah. I feel like it's finger guns at that point, so is it even worse or what?
Is she signaling she might have a gun? I'm triggered.
I wouldn't use it. Yeah, I'm triggered. Probably not a good word to use.
It's good in a gun thing, though. I like that.
Did you know elephants only need 2 hours of sleep a day, least of any mammal, to function?
How such little sleep, but so much memory? Because me, on 8 hours of sleep, barely remembers my own name.
You know, that's the thing the wife and I have been talking about recently. She's like, you know, she'll say either, hey, what have you talked about on air today? Or what did you have for lunch? Or what did you do this? And I just go, I don't know.
Yeah, what was that? I don't know. Yeah.
I'm the worst about the whole thing about what you have for lunch. Or I don't know.
I don't remember.
Can't tell you.
And it's almost to the point where she's like, do we need to get your memory checked? And I'm just like, honestly, I'm on autopilot, honey.
Yeah. And maybe I just need a more interesting life. I don't know.
I don't know. Maybe. Yeah. Did you know some species of fish can identify other individual fish's levels of stress?
Man, I believe it. Fish appear to be very smart to me. How do they swim in those schools and everybody turns at the same time?
It's like they're all connected with one brain. Maybe they're just empathetic creatures and they vibe off the other fishies.
Dane Cook's got a bit where he's talking about how do they do that? How do they all like little two-way radios? Okay, one, two, three, turn!
Yeah. I swear that's what it's like.
They might actually have that.
Some sort of communication, you know, among their school.
It's telepathic.
Seems fishy. And last but not least, your fun fact for your Thursday. This one, I want you to just put it in your head. You can fit all of the other planets in our solar system between the Earth and the Moon.
It's not where I was going with that when you said you can fit. I'm just saying.
Uranus.
This has been today's edition of
1, 2, 3, 4, 5 things you need to know.
See, that's one of the rules of broadcasting. You can never, ever pass up a Uranus joke.
No, you can't. You have to
do it.
Oh, honey, I'm falling apart. You're playing hard to forget.
Wake up with the Wolf Show. So you go into a restaurant, you order your food, get your favorite dish. Maybe you're trying something new. Maybe it's a new place that you're trying. You get about a quarter of the way through your food and you find a hair.
Oh.
Now, I bring this up because I was doing some reading. As you know, I read a lot.
You read?
Nerd.
Stop bragging that you can read.
Yeah.
So I found this interesting article. And I was very surprised. This is recent information. This is not something from 5-6 years ago. This is from just weeks ago. So, first of all, round the horn here. What do you do? Chase, you find the hair midway through. What do you do? Do you stop eating and not eat anymore? Do you send it back? Do you get the hair out and you keep going?
What's the size of the hair?
It is a normal size hair. Not too little, not too huge. Not like Annie Long, but not like, you know what I'm saying.
It's this big.
If there's a lot of variables. If the food is super good, like a chicken marsala from Village Tavern.
Okay.
It's not going to have a hair in it. Let's put it that way.
Mean, first of all, yeah, you're right. Yeah. I will continue to eat.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right, I get it.
For me, look, I went to beauty school, and ever since then, hair doesn't bother me.
Right.
And so if there's a hair in my food, I just remove it and continue eating.
If it's a short, curly one, I'm out.
if it's small, I get a little questionable.
For me, I'm out. I'm out.
Completely.
Yeah, I'm gonna bring it to the attention of...
Garcon?
Yeah. Gargoyle.
Gargoyle.
I want that off of my plate. I don't, you know, if my steak would be better with a shave, I don't want that.
His name goes from Dale to Karen just like, boom.
3.5,
Exactly. But what's interesting about this to me, and I bring this up because in this piece that I read, and this is just weeks ago that this question was asked to a large group of people, more than a third would just keep on eating.
I am surprised by that number.
I am too. More than a third said they just keep on eating. Now, here's the situation. Just over half of the people said they'd stop eating immediately. and either send it back or just not eat it. Now, a lot of people are very nervous about sending food back to a kitchen because they're afraid of what might be done to it.
I just think it's the way you handle it. If you're like, hey,
right,
no offense, there's a hair in my food, and I mean, are you going to eat this with the hair in your food?
Yeah, so I was just shocked that many people, there's so many more germaphobes today than there were, say, 2 years ago. And I just figured people would go, oh, no, I can't do that. But, you know,
well, it's been cooked into what? If you find a hair in a wrap, I'm out. That so means it's specific. Literally wrapped in your food.
I hadn't thought about anything that specific. I was just picturing a plate and me eating part of it and then discovering there's a hair in there.
I guarantee that more than half of those third of people are women because we're so used to literally, like, you chew gum and next thing you know, you're pulling like one of your hairs out of your gum because it's just gets in there.
You just broke it. You said, I guarantee more than half of a third of those, and I'm just like, math.
I don't even know what I'm saying or how to do that.
There is
math.
Such a thing as half the third.
I know there is, but it's just hard to think about numbers, man.
You're getting your head around. It's 8:38 in the morning. I don't want to do math.
And I got to talk.
You know, and she brings up a point, too, that just kind of segues me over. She's talking about women. And if you have to, the stuff you have to deal with little kids, man, the poop and the pee and the hair. And
what's one hair in your food at that point?
When you think about it like that, that is right.
You know, the sad thing is I used to pull my hairs out of my butt crack in the shower. And now my husband pulls my hairs out of his butt crack in the shower. And I don't anymore. So I don't know how that happened. But thank God it ain't me.
Okay, that's it. We're all there. Hang up. You got the, you have the con.
I got it. Bye. Good morning.
I'm booking myself a one-way flight. I gotta
say, well, it's what you do, it's who you are.
Graduation time. Congratulations to all you graduating seniors. Congratulations, parents of graduating seniors. It's time to salute another magnificent 7 senior set today. And here we go with a pomp and circumstance.
Congratulations to all the graduates of the 2021 class from the Wake Up with the Wolf show. Please, parents, as proud as you are, hold all applause and hoopla until we are done with the seniors.
Sure.
Number 1, Emily Sands, Randleman High School.
Oh, child. Love you, baby.
Number 2, Ethan Dobson, Welks Central High School.
Ethan!
Number 3, Heaven Woodbury, Mount Tabor High School.
Oh, it's heaven today, child.
Number 4, Isaac Hampton, East Forsyth High School.
I'm in. Way to go, buddy.
Number 5, Hayden Ridenauer, Glenn High School.
Hayden.
Number 6, Hannah Spear, Ronald Reagan High School.
Hannah Banana.
And number 7, Hagen Lions, East Wilkes High School.
Yay!
Congratulations, graduates. We are all so proud of you. If you'd like to have a senior on our shout-out list, head to our Facebook page. You can drop it right at the top.
To get out of here. I'm telling you right now, it goes by fast when you're having fun, but we're back tomorrow for Friday. Tomorrow, Facebook Fights.
Oh, yeah. Back.
Coming up next, Katie and Company.
Yeah, we got Zach Brown on the Superstar Power Hour.
And coming up in about 30 minutes, another chance you're going to win $1,000 in the Wolf's Cash Splash.
Have an awesome day. Dodge those storms. We got to get out of here. Say goodbye, everybody.
Bye, everybody.
93.1 The Wolf.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.